It's hard to believe that we are approaching the end of another calendar year. In 2 weeks, we will observe the first Sunday of Advent, which begins the church liturgical year. The closer we come to the season of Advent, the readings encourage us to be good disciples of Christ, to recognize and accept our role as disciples. That is, by being partners with Christ, and focus our attention on the historical birth of Christ at Christmas, and to remember why Jesus came into this world and what he expects of us today in this 21st century. Celebrating Sunday liturgy with other worshipers is a wonderful way to show gratitude and love for God and unity with other believers. But Jesus is asking for more. He's asking us to be active participants in his mission. Jesus wants deeds. Next weekend, the Feast of Christ the King, you'll be introduced to an aggressive campaign called Catholics Come Home. It's an initiative that will be heavily promoted throughout the diocese to encourage the lost sheep to return to the church. You will hear the phrase, grow and go, which will show you how to grow as a disciple of Christ and how to go and evangelize in the name of Jesus. It's at the very heart of Jesus' message of discipleship. Jesus calls his disciples to send them forth. And as disciples, we are all, every one of us, called to share in the goodness we receive from the Lord and not bury it. In our world today, it's obvious who has been given much. And likewise, we can identify with those who have little. What we must realize is that we are not talking about money and prestige. We're talking about God's gift of faith to us and God's expectations for us through our faith. The worthy wife that we read about from Proverbs is a good example. She uses her gifts to provide for her household, as well as helping her neighbors who are struggling. In turn, she earns the respect and the appreciation of her neighbors. Paul tells the theologian Christians to do good works while waiting for the Lord. In Matthew's gospel, we hear a parable about a master who gives a portion of his estate to his workers for safekeeping. An example of how Jesus requires each of us to safeguard the gifts of faith and joy that we have received. On his return, the master calls for an assessment of the goods given to each worker. The parable reveals the proactive stewardship the Lord desires from all of us upon his return. Jesus asks each of us for a fair and reasonable return on the gifts that we have received from him. Jesus also reminds us that God sent him to earth to instruct God's people, that's you and I, on how to carry on his work throughout the world, at least in our part of the world. The ones we must learn from in today's scripture are the servants who doubled what they have been given. The servant who buried away what he was given is the wrong one to follow as an example of sharing our gifts. He's like the person today who believes that life of faith has nothing to do with anyone else except God, as if faith is purely a private endeavor. But make no mistake, our faith is to be lived, seen, and shared. Think of Dorothy Day, who founded the Catholic Worker Movement. Think of Mother Teresa of Calcutta and her order of sisters. Think of Oscar Romero of El Salvador, or Bishop Gumbleton of the United States. What do they all have in common? They lived their lives through faith in open sight of the world. They show us a model of how we are to live, even if our lives are not as dramatic as theirs. Gustavo Gutierrez, a theologian of Peru, says it so well. Faith is life, which is expressed in love and gift to our neighbor. In the Gospels, being afraid is equivalent to having no faith. The parable of the talents teaches us that the joy of the Lord, as well as our own joy, consists in a Christian life based on grace, courage, and concern for others, rather than formality, self-protection, and fear. It's good to challenge ourselves now and then on how we are sharing what God has given us. We tend at times to take our gifts for granted and keep them selfishly to ourselves. So how do we share our faith, our joy, our hope, and our love with others? By always being aware that we are all disciples of Jesus, just as his beloved apostles were, and our vocation must be the same as theirs. May we hear Jesus say to us, as the Master did in the parable of the talents in Matthew's Gospel, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come share your Master's joy."